Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. It is, I was going to say craft beer week, but it's kind of like, you know, craft cocktail week.
Cocktail week. It is. This very much is a craft cocktail. That's for damn sure.
It's,
you see this one.
It's craft cocktail week here. Oh, actually, the month is all cocktail month, if you will. Mm-hmm. It was an impromptu cocktail month that we just threw on the fly. It's funny because we always thought we had to plan those cocktail months and shit. And oh, we'll get to it that month of mine. And Cody just blurted that shit out like a week ago. And then, you know, here we are. Yep. So when you blurt shit out, Cody, things get done, you know?
Yes, that's true. That's very much true.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to blurt some shit. You know, if you've given people the D, Cody, just to let them know, I gave this person the D. Nobody will get offended.
No, I won't. Then she says she took the D, and you shouldn't get offended by that either.
Yeah. Apparently people are offended, though, Cody.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't wear that.
Hey, my kids.
This is a family environment.
My kid will read that. My kids will read that, and they shouldn't be able to see things like that here at the most magical place in the world.
They're going
to
be scarred for life.
My God. You know some of the shit I've seen as a kid? I mean, I can tell you. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm fucked up, too. I'm royally fucked up.
You are.
But I have a nice little career, and I got some money. I got my own car. You know, I got a lot of things good going for me or whatever. So I would say that things kind of worked out, Cody. Would you agree?
I would say so. Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So I guess it didn't really tarnish my my brain that much, right? I guess that just goes to show you that not everything you see as a fucking kid will fuck your brain up.
It's like those old days where it's blame mass shootings on video games.
And hip-hop. And
all that shit. Yeah, they try to ban that shit. Like, no, this is a fucked up individual. That's all.
Did you hear about that, those deaths at that Travis Barker concert?
I heard a little bit about it.
Yeah, where, like, the kid, dude, a kid was at this concert and died by it, too, whatever. And I was just like, this is fucking crazy. And then, basically, it was, like, a trampling, and, like, people were, like, bum-rushing and shit like that, and apparently, like, 8 people died or whatever and shit, and like, a few were injured. And I was just like, I don't even know what I had to like read this story like 3 times. I was just like, how did these people die? Like they were just rushing the stage or what was it and shit. And I'm thinking in my head, like, where the fuck was security at this thing? And like, that's another thing too. When you're like a performer, that's why you just don't host your own. Cause that was Travis Barker's like 3rd annual event that he hosts and funds himself, I guess, or whatever, something like that. And just, that's why you just don't have your own. And if you do, make sure you get better security or whatever. But
yeah,
I was joking with Art of Lunatic saying, I'm sure Fox News is going to be reading this going like, you see, hip hop destroys, it kills. I'm sure that like story is going to come back, make a comeback now. Like how hip hop.
Of course. Yeah. It's only a matter of time.
I guess we're not going to talk about that shooting in Vegas at that country concert then where.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. That was like years ago. Remember when Vegas had that big shooting and shit like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it was a country concert or whatever. And, you know, no one blames country music or anything like that. But I'm almost certain that, like, you know, hip hop and rock and roll, those are the only two genres where, like, you know, deaths and violence happens and shit like that. Before we get into the show here, I want to send a shout out to my man, Junior, good old Junior Robert, longtime fan of ours, longtime listener of ours. Well, I consider a really good friend now, and I never even fucking met him. He invited me to host his wedding.
Oh shit. Nice.
And then the pandemic kicked in and well, that never happened. So. but I'm sure he invited me to his wedding. I'll be going to his wedding whenever that kicks off and shit. He had a beautiful, beautiful little baby girl.
Oh, congratulations.
Last year. Yeah. Actually last year, probably around this time too. And they did like a Zoom thing and they even sent me an invite and I came to the Zoom thing. I sent them a gift for it and shit. And nice. I consider that brother family now. And as his family now, I just want to send a special condolences to him and his family. His father just passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
And I know him and his family are super fucking close, like super really close and shit. So I know back in the day he used to rock the MS gear that we used to put up on the shop there. He used to buy all them shirts and rock that shit. So I consider him one of our super listeners and shit. But so I just want to spend a special condolences out to him and his family. And I hope you and your family get through these trying times and life right now. And I know how hard it is. I don't actually know how hard it is to lose a parent, but I can only imagine that shit must eat you up inside. So I raise my glass to you, brother. And hope you and your family get through this hard time.
Thinking about you, for sure.
Yeah. I know deaths are always sad, but let's try to look at some positive sides of the death, if you will. That man got to live a beautiful life, got to see his grandbaby. I don't know how old he was, but I know he was on a respirator for a very long time because I always saw the tubes on the nose and stuff. So I never try to ask details on things like that because I went through a similar situation. And I just don't want to talk about it. So I can only imagine how other people feel at times or whatever. So, but I raise my glass to you, brother, and hope you and your family get through these times. So, matter of fact, I'm going to dedicate this episode to you, brother.
Wishing you the best, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Getting some sports news real quick. Some shit. Atlanta Braves won the World Series.
That they did.
I guess because Atlanta NBA team couldn't win the fucking NBA final, so you know they'll take this as a consolation prize. I guess.
No, I'm sure they will.
They know they Falcons ain't going nowhere, so they like, well,
damn sure they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they said so they like, hey, this is about to be the biggest thing in Atlanta ever happened. And I'm willing to bet most of the celebrities in Atlanta didn't even know that happened. So, all them celebrities at that Atlanta Hawks games and shit. Mm-hmm. It was hype. Yeah. I didn't hear shit about that in the baseball game. It was like,
no,
what
we got a team? Oh shit. Okay.
Oh, so we won? Not knowing that all them Negroes was wearing their hats and their music videos and shit. The Atlanta Braves hat and shit. They probably thought that was the Hawks hat and shit. They was like, oh yeah. Yeah, wearing Atlanta Hawks and shit.
Not a Hawks hat. What?
That whole piece up A Town Down shit. That where you think that came from? That came from the Braves. That poor baseball team, Cody. They like,
they can't get no respect. Like Rodney Dangerfield.
Like, damn, we really kind of this team, this state's, you know, home team, you know what I'm saying? We get no love. Oh shit. So hey, and they dominated that last game too. 7-0, Cody.
Damn.
They played the cheating ass Houston Astros.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that victory even sweeter then.
It really does.
Much sweeter.
That's a damn shame. Them Houston Astros, no matter what they do, they'll never get a pass for that.
Hell no.
That's it.
Yeah, motherfucker.
They could have won this whole series solidly, clean and shit. People would still be like,
yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. They probably fucking cheated again.
Yeah. Everybody doing the Birdman.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute. No more talking here now. Hold on. The only people that wouldn't have been pissed was Houston. It would be Houston.
Yeah.
And my sister, who's a Houston Astros fan for some god-ass reason. Really,
what is wrong with your sister?
I have no fucking idea.
She's a Cowboy fan. Now she likes the Houston Astros. Y'all sure y'all related?
She mad right now because they losing to the Broncos. So, matter of fact, Cody, if you can do me a favor, I want you.
What's up?
I was gonna say, pull that score up.
I'll pull it up right now. Let me see. Let me see. Terry, what's the Cowboy score right now?
I want to hear that. I'm a texter.
Oh, this is beautiful. Look at that. You see that? It's kind of bright. 27-0.
Ooh,
Broncos. Ooh. Oh, that was a beautiful right there. The 4-4 Broncos. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the Broncos playing horrible too.
Mm-mm-mm.
I saw a little bit of the other game. I watched a little bit and I just saw Dak he got tackled hard. I was like, damn. Not a good day for y'all.
Mm-mm.
So she mad right now. They losing, so you know. I never understand that getting mad shit about a fucking game, but whatever. I ain't putting no fucking money in my pocket. Look, don't get me wrong. I ain't mad when the Lakers lose, but not mad like, I'm mad. I can't talk.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
I
hate everyone right now.
Don't bring that goddamn game up to me right now. I swear to God, I'll cut your fucking throat. Wait, hold on. What?
And nobody gets mad like Cowboys fans.
Yeah,
I remember. Mad like Cowboys fans. Tell you that.
I remember a time when Raiders fans used to be like that.
Mm-hmm. No, they're still like that. It's not to an extent.
Because Raider fans, I know now, they like cool. They like whatever, you know. They cool about it, you know. Shit. But I remember back in the day, man, they were like, I'll cut your fucking throat. Now it's them cowgirls.
Kill you in your goddamn sleep, motherfucking. You better watch your back.
Yeah, like they were aggressive about it. Now I know like probably 8 Raider fans or whatever mm-hmm. shit. And they don't give a fuck, dude. One of my homegirls was a Raider fan. She always want like the fake merchandise of the Raider shit. I look at her and I'm like, why you want the fake merchandise? She's like, that shit one of a kind. I look at her and I'm like, yeah, because it's fake. Yeah, it's fake. That shit say made in Mexico. Like, she always tell, when I went to Mexico for a wedding, she was like, oh, bring me back some Raider merch and shit. And I looked at her and I was like, some Raider merch? Funny enough, when I got down, because I thought she was just full of it. Funny enough, there is a lot of fake Raider merchandise in Mexico. I have no fucking idea why either.
Wow.
Maybe it's because of the logo.
Actually, you know what? There is, dude. I remember when I went to Rosarito. There was.
What is it?
Yeah, there was, actually.
What is Rosarito?
You're absolutely right about that.
What is that considered? Is that like South Mexico or something like that? Or?
No, that's right across the border, pretty much.
So what is that like? I don't even know what part of Mexico that is. I was in Central Mexico and I saw this shit.
It's Central is a little from TJ.
Yeah, so what is that? That's South then, right?
But that'd be no, because it's like right at the tip of the border. That'd be like north, wouldn't it?
Oh shit, I don't know. Sure. Cause I was I thought above that was like I was in Central Mexico, like Zacatecas and shit like that or whatever. I probably fucked that name all up and shit. And I was just shocked to see how deep in Mexico this Raider shit was. I already knew like Cabo and Rosarito and shit like that or whatever. Heck, obviously, because there's just a lot of tourists that go there and shit. But in Central, it's just like, you know, it's more like, you know, deep Mexico and shit. So I'm looking like, why the fuck is this Raider shit? Is it because they got that fucking pirate patch on a logo and shit like that? They just in the Cowboys and shit like that. Like, you know, they really are Cowboys fans, but the Cowboy logo is just a star. And they like,
oh. Yeah. He's hard to visually jive with. Yeah.
They like, I'm looking for a nigga on a horse and shit like that. Like, you know, like, eye patch with a horse and a fucking gun in his holster and shit like that. You know, I'm looking for something gangster, you know? Cause nobody gets gangster like they do in Central Mexico and shit. I won't talk about that on air. Anyway, that's a story for another time. We don't have the time for that kind of stuff. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Braves, the Cowboys are losing. That's always a beautiful thing. And the Braves won the World Series. Boxing last night. Big fight feel last night. Boxing had a big championship fight last night. Canelo Alvarez, the pride of Mexico, if you will. I call him that. The pride of Mexico. Mexico's hero, if you will. He defeated Caleb Plant. That nigga's got a fucked up name, by the way. I was like,
that is kind of a fucked up name.
Plant?
Caleb Plant.
I said, bro, you know when you become an entertainer, you can change your name.
Mm-hmm.
Not legally, neither. You can just literally change your fucking name. Wrestlers do it. Fighters do it. Athletes do it. You can just literally change your name. You ain't got to use that.
Yeah, you should have changed it like Caleb Bader or some shit like that. Some cool
stuff. Yeah, Caleb Killer, you know?
Yeah.
Caleb Crunch Bar, you know, some shit like that or whatever, you know?
Better than Plant.
I take a bite of that, you know, shit. When I think of Plant, I think of Soft. You got to put water on this motherfucker to help him grow and shit. And that's just like, look. Matter of fact, that's probably what his corner does. They threw some water on his ass. Like, get the fuck back in. I don't watch boxing because I find that shit boring nowadays. Boring as hell. And them rounds, it's like fucking 27,000 rounds and shit. And it's like, this shit don't ever end, do it. Like, it just goes on.
It's really just a lot of dancing around.
Yeah.
A lot of dancing around.
I ain't got time for that shit. That's too slow.
Yeah, if you got really, really be into boxing to like enjoy that shit, like all the technicalities and all that shit.
I've
never been a huge boxing guy, so.
I was a huge boxing dude or whatever. Shit, I started off in boxing training before I got into jiu-jitsu and shit, and I find that shit absolutely fucking boring now. Like, absolutely boring as shit. But Canelo's like a big star in boxing and shit, so. Thought I would bring that up that he defeated Caleb Plant. Come on, Canelo Alvarez. That sound like a tropical beach compared to this Plant motherfucker. So
it really does.
Yeah, the beach went versus the Plant, and the beach always wins. Tell you that right now.
Doing roll call. He was in school. Plant. Caleb Plant.
Boxing really needs a steal. You know they clowned his ass. They was like,
you know they did.
Plant motherfucker, you. Green turnip looking bitch, you. Like, yeah. And you know when he had like spinach in his teeth? Oh, they really roasted his ass.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, look at this nigga turning into a plant and shit. I bet they was talking about, oh, I bet James and the Giant Peach was your favorite movie growing up, huh, bitch?
I bet you nutritious as fuck, huh?
Yeah. Hey, I bet you eat that plant-based meat, don't you, huh? Mm-hmm. Or is that considered carnivore for you?
Well, huh? I'll just hop to my smoothie, bitch.
Yeah, shit. Matter of fact, I'd probably be telling them that in promos, be like, bitch, I'm going to kill my blender and make a smoothie. I can tell you this right now. I wish Caleb Plant was my opponent because I could think of so much shit to make fun of his ass about.
Yeah.
Like,
I was endless. Yeah. That was right stuff right there. Yeah.
It really fucking does. Like, it's endless here. Boxing needs a steal from UFC, though. 5 rounds, 5-minute rounds. That's it. That's for championship matches. For regular matches, 3 rounds, 5 minutes long. That's what boxing should be.
I agree.
Be in and out. That's all. Be in and out.
Streamline that shit.
Yeah. Please. I do not need 12 goddamn rounds, okay? 12, 24, whatever the fucking round basis is these days. And another thing, too, I do not need 20,000 championships. I saw that photo of Canelo Alvarez with all them goddamn belts. I said, I don't even know what's going on. What is going on here? Why does he have 17 belts on his shoulder right now?
Gotta show off, man. You'll be like, hey, look at all my accomplishments right here. I can't carry all this shit. I don't know how I'm doing.
I think that was another reason why I always lost track of boxing. I was like, I don't even know what people are fighting for in that shit anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then they said,
every goddamn thing.
Yeah. They said he won the undisputed welterweight championship. And I was like, isn't that what he holding right there? Is a welterweight championship? Like,
no, that's just the welterweight. That's the undisputed.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
It's different versions. It's like a multiverse of fucking belts.
I noticed some boxing fan right now listening to this. Yeah, probably even Yoon's ass. He's going like, well, you see, these are different organizations. Hey, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I really just don't give a fuck. Make one goddamn welterweight belt, okay? I don't need 20,000 welterweight base belts for fights nobody never seen this nigga in, okay? All right, that's another thing about boxing. They always come out with these belts and be like, where the fuck did he win that at? And they go like, oh, you remember the British pound-for-pound heavyweight fighting championship that happened in London, England? It's like, nobody saw that shit, okay? Nobody, all right? Please mainstream this shit, all right? But I guess boxing is a dying sport anyway. I mean, only people that like make it in the championship fight is like those celebrity boxing shits and like Canelo Alvarez.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you fucking hear about. Championship fights and Canelo Alvarez. And where they really only make their money is through pay-per-views and through the big star pay-per-views like this and shit. Also another big fight field, UFC 268 went down last night. Ooh boy, probably the card of the year. I mean, December's got a huge fucking card too. So I'm still sticking with this one though. It's card of the year, if you ask me, with the 3 headline fights. And they opened up the fucking night with the banger that I thought was going to be fight of the night. And it ended up being fight of the night. This is the first goddamn pay-per-view I didn't bet money on with DraftKings and shit. And I'm sitting there slapping the shit out of myself because I fucking got every prediction right too. And even rounds. I was just like, son of a fucking bitch. I was like, actually, you know what? No, I did get the main event. I got that wrong as far as the what round it would end in. I had Usman knocking his ass out in the second round. Yeah, he went against your boy, the MAGA boy. The dude.
I saw a little bit of that fight last night.
Yeah, he broke his jaw the last time they fought, and this time he broke his leg, Cody.
Damn.
MAGA boy should just stay away from the Nigerian nightmare, as we like to call it.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't think you want no part of that shit.
Yeah, clearly. MAGA boy dropped character, though, in the ring and embraced him. I was just like, wow. You know, she's showing a little bit of respect. MAGA boy came back in the third round, but that first and second round, dude, he took a fucking beat. And I was like, MAGA boy getting his ass beat right now. I was thinking even in the second round, I was like, my prediction's about to win second round only because he got knocked down 3 times. I love how people keep saying the fight was so close. I was like, did you not see that second round where he got dropped 3 times? Like, what are you talking about? I love when people try to judge, like on Twitter and social media, when they try to judge fights, they're like, it's so close though. If you get dropped 3 times in a fight, it's not close. Cody, if me and you are in a fight and we're fighting and I drop you 3 times and you don't drop me not once, That's not a close fight.
No. It's not close at all. Actually, it's the opposite of close.
Cody, if we're in an MMA fight and I take you down, or let's just say you try to shoot for a takedown like 11 times and I block each one except for one, that's not a close fight then. That's not a close fight. If you want to say he went pound for pound with him in like the third and fourth round, end of the third round, not even the full third round, it was the end of the third round and the fourth round, then sure, you can say that, whatever, but don't give me this bullshit about, God, it was so close again. He got dropped 3 times and had all of his takedowns blocked, except for like one or two, I believe, which one, by the way, he didn't even get a full takedown, Cody. He took a knee. Mm-hmm. That's considered a takedown or whatever, but if you don't get him on his back, that means nothing to me. The points it does, whatever, but like that's not a full takedown. So that means you struggled to get this dude down, even on the fucking takedown you got him down. That's not a close fight. So please stop with this narrative. Oh, it's such a close fight or whatever and shit. No, he got beat. Even MAGA boy finally admitted it. He beat me. I don't want to hear this shit no more. Close fight. Usman is the pound for pound best, one of the best welterweights going right now. Even Dana White even said he's the fucking GOAT. Well, he's in a category to be the GOAT. And he's fucking amazing. I think people should put some goddamn respect on his name. He didn't clear that division out. He is fucking, what is he? He's on a huge-ass winning streak. He's only lost one fight in his whole fucking career. And he's got, what, 20-0, I think? And he's about to fill up his jewels on his belt, too, as far as defenses go. Ah, it's a beautiful thing, I got to tell you. Justin Gaethje and Michael Chandler, they beat the shit out of each other. This was the opening fight, and they beat the holy hell out of it. And it was everything I thought it was going to be. Two dudes just beating the shit out of each other. And Dana White didn't even want them to do a press comment. He said, y'all go to the hospital right now because I know one of y'all got to be brain dead right now. I mean, it was beautiful violence, I got to say. And Justin Gaethje is a scary motherfucker, too, the way he was swinging and taking these shots and shit. It was just beautiful. I would love to watch that fight again. And Justin Gaethje won that, as I predicted. Wei Ling had her rematch again for her strawweight championship against Thug Rose. And that was another one people kept saying that was a close fight. And I was just like, I don't know what y'all saw, but it was close. But Wei Ling did not win that fight. Her takedowns, she did nothing with her takedowns on the ground where Rose did. So Rose won that fight. Probably not by the gap that they had it at, but she won that fight. There's nothing to talk about on that one. So yeah, great card, exciting night, man. I'm sure for the boxing fans too that tuned into the Canelo fight, they probably was just thinking like, man, what a fucking Saturday night it is for combat sports, if you will. I'm sure American Gladiator was on too, so those people got their thrills on. Is that still on, Cody?
Shit, is it?
I was just.
I'm pretty sure it's not. I've heard that shit a long time.
I was just throwing out
American Gladiator. Goddamn,
throwing out every combat I could think of too. You know, American Gladiator. Look
that up. See if that shit's on.
I bet it did come make a reboot back.
Hey Siri, is American Gladiator still on?
Watch this say syndication.
Nah, she ain't on. Get this old shit from the I guess it was from 88 to 96. Unless there's a new version of it, that's all they gave me.
Yeah, there's a new version of it, I think. Okay. Yeah, see, it came because it came back like in 2008, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember if it went on after that, but that's about
shit.
It. That's about as that shit's in syndication like a motherfucking. Yep. So you're gonna laugh at this. It was followed by 2008's American Gladiators. They put that S at the end, Cody.
The S, yeah. It's like Predators. We use the sequel Aliens.
Okay. Oh, and then because remember, in 2000, they just had Gladiators.
Ah. Okay, so it's took out the patriotism.
Yeah. Oh, 2018, they had Gladiators versus Pro Football Players. Okay. All right.
I
remember I used to watch that shit as a kid because that was before cartoons came on. I was just like, man, I don't know what the fuck they doing, but now I guess that was like their startup to lead them into pro wrestling and shit. A bunch of big muscly dudes and shit that like getting oiled up and using sticks to fight off another dude on a pole or something like that. Stripper on a pole match. So yeah, all the combat sports were in Cody, American Gladiator, UFC, boxing, beat a motherfucker with a stick competition. I'm sure you've seen that show. That show's amazing.
That's a great one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like the part where that one dude beat the motherfucker with a stick.
Yeah,
that was the best part.
I think that's hosted on the Downtown Inglewood channel.
cable access.
yeah, that's where that's at, Cody.
Yeah.
And one more news note to the day too is Weller Antique. We'll send a congratulations to Weller Antique. Or actually, you know what? Let's send a fuck you to Weller Antique because I'm sure those prices are about to shoot up like crazy now.
It's even more, huh?
Yeah, even more. I'm already seeing it at like one. I found this random liquor store and I went to some wine place in Santa Ana and I just started driving around the neighborhood. I don't remember what part of Orange County this is in. I found some random liquor store and they had some shit in there. I ain't gonna lie. And then I saw them prices. I was just like, wait, what'd that say? I say $3.99. Oh, okay. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here now. They want it $1.99 for Weller Antique. Ooh. I was just like, ooh, this place high to motherfucker. I think Foolproof was $3.99. I was like, yeah, damn. I was like, I got to get a liquor store. I got to charge these prices myself, you know. if I open up a liquor store, that motherfucker Weller Antique going to be $2.99. I'm about to make some money, Cody, all right? I'll even pull out open bottles and be like, I'll give you half off.
Yeah.
$2.99?
Hey, what you got on it?
I'll give you for $1.99. But Weller Antique 107, Cody, is about to shoot up prices a little bit higher right now because it just won some awards in the New York World Wine and Spirits Competition. Actually, it took home all the top awards. So it won the Best of Class and Double Gold Medal at the 2021 New York World Wine and Spirits Competition. So I got a bottle of Weller Antique right here, actually. So congratulations to Weller Antique and fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, so if you have a bottle, people, you might want to...
You don't hear that every day. Congratulations and fuck you.
Yeah, thank you, fuck you, bye. So if you have a bottle, you might want to babysit that motherfucker because...
hold on to it tight.
Yeah.
You ain't seen that shit ever again. Well, you might see it. You're just going to be able to touch that motherfucker.
You're going to be scratching your head going like,
yeah. Yeah, kept behind that glass case. That's when you're going to see that shit.
And I remember back in 2016 through 2018, I would just go to my, I think I had just bought my other car I had before. And I used to go get it oiled up at the same place or whatever and shit, because I was getting free oil changes and shit for a year. And that was like an El Monte and shit. I remember I'd go all over to West Covina Liquor. Ah, West Covina Liquor. 2016 through 2018, people. Ah, West Covina Liquor. And I would go there and get my Weller Antique for $50. Ah. What a time, Cody.
What a fucking time.
That was so long ago, 2016, 2018. That was like
10 years. Well, they're off the shelf.
That was 10 years ago, right? Oh, wait, no. 2018, that was 3 years. Okay, never mind. What a time to be alive 3 years ago.
A time. Beautiful. Beautiful fucking time.
Shit. Find it for $50
an hour. I wish I was in the Bourbon at that time. Shit. I got into Bourbon at the wrong fucking time.
Find Weller for $50 now. You'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with that Weller bottle? There's something wrong with that.
What you put in this shit? This ain't Weller in here, is it? You screwed the cap off, put some other juice in here, huh?
You know, it's funny. The cap back on.
That's what they did.
The last one I haven't bought Weller Antique in a while. The last one I bought was, funny enough, was at Great Press in beginning of 2020. They had a fucking Weller Antique. It was just randomly sitting there, too. It was just sitting there right next to, I think, some other bottles that they had in there. I don't even remember what was in there. And I just randomly saw it sitting there for $60. And I was just like, that's like random as fuck. I'll take it. That was the last time I've ever bought a Weller Antique. And that was the last time I've ever seen it for under $100, to be honest. So probably the last time ever we'll see it for that price. So, memories. But it is cocktail month here, Cody. So
it is cocktail month.
What are you sipping on, sir?
I got a fun one for y'all today. You know me. I love my Bloody Mary. I haven't had one, and I had one in a while. So I did my own take on the Bloody Mary. Instead of using shitty ass vodka, and this one I actually used tequila. So I used a little bit of the San Matias store pick I got.
Do they not ask you? I don't order Bloody Marys anymore when you go to the brunch place. I remember you used to, but do they not ask you, what do you want, like vodka or tequila?
I don't remember. So I thought they just automatically just put vodka in it.
Oh, but I was thinking more so most places now. I go to.
Maybe change. I don't know.
Because I know now.
I've been gone in a while, but
I know now yeah. bars and restaurants, more restaurants though. Now bars, I took that back. Bars are more open now to ask you, if you get like a whiskey cocktail or something, they'll ask you which, or like any vodka or something, they'll ask you what kind you want now.
Oh, okay. That's dope.
I don't know about Bloody Marys because I don't really order those.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I've deemed this one the Cody Mary. So got a little piece of bacon right here on
top. Who that bitch Mary, Cody? Hold on. Who that bitch Mary? Who you fucking?
Right here in my cup. Right here. See her?
Oh, so you into some cannibalism shit now. I see how this goes now.
Got the little olive garnish, got the little bacon garnish right
you
here.
You into some weird shit
celery.
Now.
Celery. instead of using the typical, they usually use Tabasco sauce and Bloody Marys, I use this Kraft hot sauce for one of my many trips I made to Old Town San Diego. So I put like two different kinds of hot sauces in here. I'll post it up on the gram later, so if y'all want to check that out, it'll be on there. So use a bit of that. I use
that's a whole other world, hot sauces.
Yeah, there is. There really is. You'd be shocked.
I mean, I
trip balls when I go to that fucking hot sauce store.
I have
Kraft hot sauce?
I have like eight different bottles of hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just crazy. And
one in particular I put in here actually is, I think it's like bacon-induced hot sauce I have. And then another one I use is called Brand X. It's just hot as fuck, but it's tasty.
I have three bottles I had ordered from Louisiana itself and shit. One is a UFC fighter. He's from Louisiana. He's got his own bottle of hot sauce. I always forget the name of it. I know that shit is really fucking good though. His hot sauce. I know he's coming out with a different sauce for people that are into these kind of hot sauces and shit like that. I think it's called Dustin Poirier's Louisiana style. I think it's called the Diamond. His nickname is the Diamond. Yeah. Dustin the Diamond Poirier, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Diamond, but that hot sauce is really fucking good. Like
this spot, San Diego, man, they have like all kind of shit. They have like a blueberry hot sauce. I think it's called Awesome Hot Sauce.
They
have like a blueberry hot sauce, man.
There's all kinds of different flavor ones too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There was this cherry one I had. That shit was fire too. So if you're into hot sauces, people, then yes, there is.
Yeah, check it out. There's a whole world of hot sauce out there.
There even that show. What's that show called where they eat the wings?
Hot Ones.
I think it's called Hot Ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That show right there, he introduces some different bottles of hot sauce. So I would watch that show if you want some recommendations, people. That shit is extremely fucking crazy hot. I'm not into like super hot these days, but I am Creole, so my blood boils with the hot sauce and shit. So I do get I'm not a fan of like those super really hot ones though, because I like to taste my food still. So, but I
do you don't want to go too hot. Yeah, because then you're just burning your fucking mouth. You don't have flavors. What's the point?
I don't want to waste food like that. So
I feel you on that.
Who the fuck am I testing here? Like,
there's a limit. I love hot shit, but there's a limit. Like, come on, I don't want to taste my shit too. You know what I mean?
So. I know Skip and Shannon was on that show, Hot One. So you know, maybe they should. And Skip ate that shit like a boss too. I was looking at him like, oh shit, that motherfucker crazy. So, you know, Hot Ones. Whenever you want to have your boys on there on the last drop, you know,
let us know.
Let us know. I'd love to see Cody eat some hot sauce.
I'm down for that. I would love to be on one, man. That'd be badass.
I see your face turn blacker than what it is now. I'd be talking a lot, probably like, ooh, boy. Ooh-wee. Ooh, oh damn. Ooh, I feel that shit in my soul. so I got that Louisiana blood in me. I probably can mildly handle it. I can hear somebody now. Got that Louisiana nigga, you country? what'd you just say? I had this
bacon right now.
Speaking of food though, Cody, to cut you off again, I had this spicy chicken sandwich, Cody.
Where?
Ooh, I wish I could remember the name of this place, dude. I'll get the name to you probably next week because I know where it's located. It's in Santa Monica. It is.
Okay.
Fucking fire, dude. Man, people have really stepped up this chicken sandwich game.
Oh, yeah.
This is another
one. Chicken sandwich game is crazy, man.
I mean, yeah. If you think you've had the best chicken sandwich, people keep going to other places. You'll just keep finding good
ones. It's crazy because it just spawned up like within like the last 2 years. Yeah. It never used to be like this.
No, never.
Nobody's talking about fucking chicken sandwiches. Nobody.
When you talk about bread, you're thinking of a burger. But the chicken sandwich game, people, maybe one day do a last drop chicken. Actually, I can't eat that much chicken sandwich. Never mind.
So
actually do a chicken sandwich episode, Cody.
We should, man, I'm saying.
They probably do a chicken sandwich.
Maybe we tried to do the Popeyes one one day.
Oh, yeah. We did do that Popeyes one.
Mm-hmm.
And people love that episode, actually, because that one, I remember people was posting photos, like, yeah, hey, the last drop ain't lying. This Popeyes chicken sandwich is fire. That Popeyes chicken sandwich ain't shit now. Like, it ain't shit, dude. Like,
no, I've tried so many fucking bomb chicken sandwiches.
Since then,
yes.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, shit. There's this one they put this big-ass, thick piece of meat on there, and it's got, like, that coleslaw, but they throw these spicy pickles on there with the spicy, oh, my. Woo! Ooh, man. Chicken sandwich, people. Get some chicken sandwiches, that hot shit, and Cody's married, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a hell of a pairing right there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Cody. Get some of that hot sauce. I'm in my sauce game right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been buying like a bunch of sauces and shit. Not just hot sauce, but like sweet and sour, specialty sauces and like hot sauces. So I've been in my sauce game lately.
I don't know what it is. I think because I had this bacon, it's like fucking 30 minutes for the show.
Just start bacon,
I guess like caramelized a little bit, and I had dipped a little bit in the Bloody Mary mix. This shit is fucking delicious.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Stir it in there, like, you know, stir that pot a little bit, you know?
And then you pair it with the Cody Mary.
You know Bloody about to sue your ass God. Now, right?
Probably.
About to sue your ass. Bloody, you're going to get a random email from some person named Bloody, and you're going to be like, what the fuck? Bloody, and then she going to go off on you.
When I was,
I heard she
when I was first sipping on it, it was kind of like lacking body. And I was a little worried, like, oh, shit. But now, this is in just right now. Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm starting to learn with cocktails right now.
This is fucking delicious.
With cocktails, they tend to get better the lower the glass is.
Mm-hmm.
The start of it is never really mind-blowing, if you will. It's usually somewhere in that middle to the end glass portion. And I'm assuming that's because that's where most of the alcohol is located at.
Yeah, and like the mix is where it gets like concentrated.
Yeah. So, and the top part is usually, like you just said, it's the concentrated juices and shit that you added in there, so...
Oh man.
Have you figured that maybe smaller glasses are better than the longer glasses?
Actually the amount I poured was actually the amount you saw. I didn't fill it the whole way. Okay. So that's all I had was like half a glass.
I was wondering if there's like a science behind that probably.
I think because everything the flavors are gonna be more concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
So less of a big batch. It's like a smaller, you know, more control over it. So makes sense.
Yeah, because I know the year we 23, 24 year old JB with Cody, we'd have been like, shit, I'm gonna give me that big glass. I don't want that tiny. Give me the big glass. I'm gonna gulp. Give me a pitcher or two.
Oh, shit. Olives fell in there. All right, try this.
Hey, go ahead and eat the olive, man. Sure. You gotta eat that olive.
Ooh.
So, what'd you put in this Bloody Mary? Everything that's in there.
So, San Matias. Tequila, Clamato tomato juice, celery salt, a paprika, a little lime juice, a little lemon juice, and some black pepper, and those two hot sauces I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in a shaker, poured in the glass with ice, and then they garnished it with the celery, the bacon, and the olives, and I made the Cody Mary. And I love this. The only thing I would add to it, I'll probably put a little more tequila in this motherfucker. That's probably what I would do.
Celery, nigga. You look like you grabbed it off that tree behind you. What? I don't look like no damn celery.
Like the tree. I look at that.
Yeah, hold on. I don't look like no damn celery. Like, what? I was looking at that cup like, what this nigga talking about? That ain't no celery. I know what celery look like. I eat celery. Okay, that ain't no damn celery. Okay, that's fucking that tree behind you, you cheap bastard. You. how much tequila did you put in? Did you use a measuring glass or a jigger?
Yeah,
or anything
I did. Like I put ounce and a half.
Ounce and a half. Oh, okay.
So I would do 3 ounces next time. So two jiggers worth.
I was gonna say after you named all those ingredients and shit, yeah, you probably got to put 3 ounces in there because all the ingredients you stuck in there is definitely probably overshadowing the liquor I assume, right?
I'll probably use an ounce less of the tomato juice and an ounce more of the tequila.
Do you taste more of the tomato juice than the tequila?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. I do. Man, it's been so long since I've had a Bloody Mary. I would say probably I haven't had a Bloody Mary probably since I met you.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's been a long time. So yeah. Because I always try not to get the same fucking cocktails over when I go out and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I never had like a specific cocktail. I got to get this when I go to brunch and shit. I mean, obviously, I got to get my bottomless mimosa because the shit's cheap as fuck. It's $20. So, you know, $20 for bottomless mimosa. It's like,
come on. Spice is building up. Love that shit. Mm-mm-mm.
So,
love that.
What is a normal Bloody Mary consist of? Is it almost the same thing, or do you?
It's the store bought bullshit Bloody Mary mix that people use. It's not like actual tomato juice. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's that some cheap ass vodka smeared off some shit juices. Like mm-hmm. Mix that in together, and if you're lucky, they put like a little cheap ass celery stick in there. If you're lucky, if you're lucky,
they use the prop celery, so they're not one. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like the cork now, like the organic cork.
They put a spoon in there, cut the tip of the spoon off, and pick that shit green.
Like you know those aesthetic corks now. I think that's what they put in this.
Exactly.
Aesthetic celery sticks now.
Yeah, so that's what it is, and it's like 4 ounces of fucking that bullshit Bloody Mary mix, and like maybe half an ounce of vodka, whatever, and that's about it.
I remember the reason why I stopped drinking them too is, you know, California used to be huge on Bloody Marys. You know, we used to be the kings of that shit kind of in a way. And then all of a sudden they kind of just not was a thing anymore mm-hmm. as far as like having the Bloody Mary bars and shit like that. They still serve them obviously or whatever, but it wasn't as prominent. And the problem, maybe that's because the cocktail game tremendously stepped its game up.
Some of the celery real quick.
Yeah, it's tree branch, Cody. That ain't celery. So. Come on now. Like, what are you, Alvin and Chipmunks now chewing on that beaver?
Tree branch.
Yeah, come on, bro. That's why you hold your mic. You're like, ooh, that's some good tree branch right there. Mm. Damn.
And the beanstalk, good as fuck.
You're looking at that beaver now, like, keep beaving it away now. Mm-hmm. You teed that thing rightly. But yeah, I mean, when the last time you've been to God, since I haven't had one in almost 10 years now, whatever and shit, when the last time you've been to a Bloody Mary bar where you just like, this is
fucking
best Bloody Mary
bar? Man, there's a spot, actually, in your old neighborhood, Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. Went there, like, talking about
2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's called the Attic.
The Attic. It's still there.
And they do crazy fucking Bloody Marys. Yeah. Man. I remember the one I had like a fucking slider on it.
They do specialty Bloody Marys there.
That shit was nuts, dude.
The Attic, people, if you don't know what that is, a spot in downtown Long Beach or whatever. It was my favorite brunch place I would go to. Well, probably my second one. I always love Saint and Second, too, because their whiskey game is crazy there, whatever. But the Attic is just crazy for their brunch game there, and they had these specialty Bloody Marys. Actually, that probably was where I had my last Bloody Mary at, too, to be honest. Because, when I met you, I was already living in I was living in Bixby Knowles at the time of Long Beach, so...
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the Attic, and it's still a popular place, whatever. But once again, they used to promote their Bloody Marys as hell, too. They don't do that no more as much. Mm. They used to put that right on spot. So you saying your Bloody, the Cody Mary is better than the Attic's Bloody Mary?
I wouldn't say that. Mm. I would say it's probably on par.
Mm. So you think you should be working there is what you're saying?
I think so. I think they should introduce the Cody Mary at the Attic.
Mm.
I think we should call that.
So you think you should be working part time there on the specialty brunch days, making that?
Probably should. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably should.
Mm. So they're gonna be reaching out to your people then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So get in contact with people. I'll send you my email. We'll hash out the details. Yeah. Hit me up
because you can't send them the ingredients because then they'll fuck it all up.
No. You know, I already said it on the show.
Well, what makes the Cody Mary so special is not about the ingredients; it's about those hands.
Yes, made with these hands,
or as Creed would do, you know,
Oh, speaking of which, what a segue. Oh,
what do you give your cocktail first though?
Oh, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Where do you want to wait?
Let me wait.
All right. I'll wait a little bit.
So, but let me get into this honorable mention real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, let me send this over to Mr. JB over here.
All right. I have the video pulled up already on my phone, okay. So you don't see me typing. I'm just gonna take a guess. But this is honorable mention. All right. It's not the main video though, right?
Yeah, it's honorable mention. All
right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Honorable mention.
Let me see. I'm going there. Oh damn, it didn't show me the preview, so that means it's already gonna it's gonna take away my YouTube thing. Oh my god. Okay. So I did that was one of my three. That was one of my three.
Nice.
It wasn't this video though.
It wasn't the one you had. Okay.
No. Okay. But I knew it was gonna be them. It had to be. All right. People, so his honorable mention.
Yeah, Kevin, this came out in 2005, I believe.
Yeah, unfortunately.
This banger right here.
Hey, this first comment said this song is timeless, Cody.
Yeah.
These niggas are corny. Yeah, I don't care what you say. Shit. me and you could have saw them at the Dodger Stadium, but I was like, fuck that. I don't want
to. Oh, man, you passed that up?
You goddamn right I did.
Yeah. That's sad, man.
Oh, dude, I had Lakers suite tickets, too, from a client and shit. I had to fucking turn it down.
Yeah. There it is. The guitar riff.
You remember those boots, Cody? Them shoes they used to wear with them high, high like platform style kind of boots and shit? That was like what the goth kids used to wear back then.
Yeah, you weren't goth, but you had them kicks, them boots.
That fucked up hairstyle, dude.
You got the eyeshadow on. Yeah.
You got to have the vintage. Screen is burning up like the film is burning.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
This is like Twilight before Twilight came out. It's emo. It's emotional shit right here.
Actually, wasn't it the same year?
I was gonna see you as a force.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say. Yeah, now you're taking the clothes off and shit as you walk.
You walk alone.
I never once thought this band was cool.
No.
Like, they just never.
They're coming. Here it comes. Building up.
Yeah.
Here it comes. That's a deep shit, man.
I never knew the lyrics.
Only he got his own back.
I never knew the lyrics of the song either. Because I never understood what the fuck they were saying. I love how they just copied and pasted this video. It's just the same shit repeating itself over. Oh, this terrible fucking green screen too where they're floating out.
Oh man, they really are awful. Oh my god, I just saw this.
They are doing
the camera starts zooming out and it's like transition between he's like going through the multiverse or something.
Hold on. You remember in those Twilight movies when the wolves were running, but they wasn't really running?
Oh yeah, they were like that.
That's
track
what they just fucking did that right now in the same fucking video and shit. Like, oh my god, where he's walking, but he doesn't walk anymore. It's just
that looks like shit.
It looks horrible. And these movies' budgets were high as fuck, too, people. And he's like, why do these effects look like shit if this. And you can't tell me those movies came out. Oh, they came out on a time frame where special effects wasn't that. No, yeah, bullshit. Yes, they did.
Bullshit. It was 2005. They had good special effects.
They had really good special effects. And then remember, the final movie came out like 2012 and shit, and the effects still looked the same and shit. And you just like,
yeah.
Man, they were pocketing that shit. They were pocketing that money. It's like.
My mind.
Oh, at least they changed the background setting while they're on that track now.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like the point he's walking alone, but he got two dudes right there with him.
Yeah. the name of the song, people.
This is already contradictory.
The name of the song, people, is called Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah.
I see nothing of Broken Dreams here.
No.
There's a dude with a nose.
There's a couple making out right here.
You ever notice in like these emo goth videos or whatever it may be, everybody always look the same? It's never like a diverse city population or whatever. They all look everyone's goth. Everyone's like, we just saw the dude with no shirt with a tie around. I mean, goth literally was hipster before hipster.
It really was. That's what he was. You actually nailed it.
This dude was wearing
fucking nailed it.
This dude was wearing skinny jeans with boots on, no shirt, and a tie wrapped around his fucking neck. That's some hipster shit, okay?
That's hipster as fuck.
Yeah. 2012, Cody would have been like, what's the problem?
I think that's what's wrong here.
Yeah, yeah, you got a good body.
He's solid as fuck. Mad about.
Yeah, instead of that tie, wear a scarf. Damn, you see that shot at the... Hold on, that drummer looked like he had to take a shit. Oh, not the drummer, the guitarist, the bass player. He, oh, let me see if I can get the shot. It's like around the 240.
240? Okay. Oh, there he goes right there. Yep. There you go. Yeah.
He got that look. Yeah, look, here we go.
that bottom jaw is like, like Stanley, this is fantastic or something.
I'm getting this shit. Like, hold on, I gotta get a screenshot of that. That's like screensaver material right there. It looks like somebody just kicked him in the dick and he's trying to take it. He's like, oh, harder next time. But like, remember when I remember back in the day, you couldn't define what these guys were. He was like, they're either tough, crazy, or just fucking pathetic.
Oh, they ain't tough at all. They're definitely not tough.
Oh, yeah. Green Bay probably listeners are like, I'll kick your ass, it's the boy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bro. What the fuck?
Hey, bro. Come at me, bro.
I can't walk alone anymore, bitch.
I got a crew. Want to meet my crew? Hey, Cody, you hating, man. Dodger Stadium was packed full of Green Bay fans. You're a hater.
I know.
Yeah, it was packed. I didn't realize so many Green Day fans were in L.A. There's like no
positive.
There's like no positive. Damn, it really is. Generic ass fucking guitar riff and shit. Like, this shit. I think my neighbor plays this shit with his group band he plays with, so.
I got this shitty ass filter over here.
I know, this filter is
kind of like.
Is this filter not giving you a seizure? This filter is giving me a seizure. I'm not gonna lie. It's making my eyesight hurt right now. I'm just going like, God damn, I can't tell if I'm just annoyed by this fucking song. This song is so bad, man, it's not even funny bad. It's like shit bad. Like it's
kind of depressing. Like,
it's actually kind of pissing me off.
Shit and people actually listen to this.
And they think it's good, like, wow, too. This sounds horrible, by the way. You remember when we first talked about that first Daft Punk album?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Homework.
Homework, yeah. I thought you were playing the song on the album. Yeah.
And we were just talking about, like, it's whatever. It's fine. It just kind of sounds like, you know, generic electronic music, though. This is the equivalent of, well, I wouldn't say equivalent of Homework, but this is the equivalent of generic alternative rock group of song of the fucking decade. Like, it's got that fucking generic guitar riff. You listen to it, there's no creativity at all.
These depressing ass lyrics that don't mean shit.
The drummer.
Everybody's depressed just to be fucking depressed.
The drummer and the bass player can't keep their mouth closed to save the fucking life and shit or whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
Do with the eyeshadow because you think he's edgy as fuck.
What is he doing right now? Like, what is he doing right now? He fucking.
I'm really about to Hulk out or something.
Yeah, like. Yeah, he got kicked in the dick too.
Or his girl's using teeth.
Yeah. I think he's getting his toe sucked for the first time and shit. Like, I think he's getting his ass ate out for the first time. He's like, that's what that feels like. Oh, I mean, it is just like, but honestly, this is Green Day. I mean, they are the leaders of like generic alternative bullshit rock where it has like no meaning to it. It's just some depressing shit, and you're just like, what does these lyrics even really mean? This motherfucker has contradicted himself throughout the whole fucking music video too. He talking about he walks alone, yet everybody in this fucking video is with someone.
Thank you.
There's not a single fucking person.
This video. Who conceptualized this goddamn video? They need to get slapped.
In this shitty ass filter. Why is he in the... He should have just stayed his ass in the fucking desert, Cody. I walk alone perfectly.
Yeah.
You're in the desert. You walk alone, whatever.
Good and better. Wait,
but
much
here's
better.
The thing about being
it makes sense.
Here's the thing about being in the fucking desert. Nobody chooses to be in the fucking desert to walk alone. Your ass got lost or stuck in the desert. So you ain't choosing to walk alone because you in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
You. This is like that. This is like generic all American reject style type alternative rock. It's just like, oh, Jesus Christ. You just bob your head to it. Oh, that's a good, that's what's going on. He really think he's doing something too with that shit. He really thought he was doing something.
Like, oh man! Woo.
All right.
Put it back. Oh man! Well,
what is your main event, sir?
Main event. I don't think you're ready for this one. I don't even probably remember this one. But man, you thought that one was shit. What do you hear?
I hate that.
It is bullshit.
I can't stand that last one, actually.
Oh, I was wondering if you remember this bullshit. This was so fucking bad. This is so bad. I mean, this was, whoo, is bad.
Download the Domino's app today.
This was the one.
This is the one.
Because you told me, you told me it was in a movie. And I was thinking, I had two.
Oh my God. So you,
I had two. Fuck, I rewatched this video. That's funny.
You got it.
So at first, I'll give a side story first, people. So at first, when you first told me it was in a movie,
that's
funny,
dude.
The one I thought of was Evanescence, because I was like, Daredevil, maybe?
That would have been a good.
Wake me up. Bring me up. But then which is funny because I think the girl would do better on her own and get rid of that band because they fucking up her singing where she's singing her little ass off and then the motherfuckers in the background take me up. And then this was the third one I had because I was like, he said movie. And then I rewatched Evanescence, Bring Me to Life for the Daredevil, and then actually it wasn't Bring Me to Life. It was they had a song for Daredevil too. And I'm telling people, it looks the exact same.
They had two songs for Daredevil.
Oh, did it? Was it two?
Yeah.
Oh dear God.
They had two.
They look the exact same too. I watched them both. So I was like, I can't even tell the difference. I mean, as a matter of fact, if you was to say it to be continued at the end of the video and just play the next one, it's almost the same goddamn song, really. A bitch is standing on the ledge and thinking of jumping. I mean, anyway. And then I remembered this one. I started thinking of, like, and I was just like, I knew it wasn't the Diddy one because I was like, that's a rock song or a rap rock, if you will. I was like, can't be that one. And then I was like, fucking Snakes on a Plane had that fucking generic shitty ass. So then I started looking at which one would be funnier, and that's when I was like, it's got to be this one because this shit is like fucking hilarious, people. Oh, people,
this is so fucking bad.
Cobra so bad. Starship, bring it.
You already know something's going bad when you have a name like Cobra Starship.
Yeah,
you already know.
Official Snakes on a Plane. Yeah. I remember the scene, or even remember when they played it in the credit scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man.
Ooh.
This is solid, man. Oh my God.
Time's a strain. Look at this dude. Don't you just want to sock him in the face?
Hey, he looked like white version of you. Yeah, got his entourage and scarf.
They all look punchable. Oh my God.
Yeah, they all look like douchebags or whatever. I bet you was buying that scarf back in the day, huh, Cody? He was like,
I kind of was, not gonna lie to you. Yeah. Kind of like, hey. This is so bad.
It gets worse, people. It gets worse.
Oh God, the girl looks like she's crying. Way too hard. Oh, she's in pain.
There it goes, it gets worse.
Oh my God.
Why does dude look like he belongs on Jonas Brothers or something? I'm waiting for him to start singing.
Baby, baby, baby. Yeah, that motherfucker look like he belonged to on the sixth.
He looked like Justin Bieber, actually, when he first came out. Oh shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know who he looks like? He looks like, what's his name from Scott Pilgrim? Neil.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he kind of does.
It was like Neil. Actually, this whole band looked like it just came out of Scott Pilgrim.
They gotta do.
You know what? Maybe that plane they just got off, they came from Canada.
Yeah.
Or is it Seattle? Where the fuck is Scott Pilgrim taking place? Canada or
I think it's, I think it's Canada. Yeah.
Canada, okay. Canada. Yeah. Canada or Seattle, I couldn't remember. I know it was a snowy fucking place. That's where I remember. Yeah. So, this whole band, like, they just got done forming themselves.
Yeah, they really do. Oh, my God.
They're coming from America, Cody, and they're like, yeah, we about to do this now.
Yeah.
We're about to be huge out here. Snakes on them. What the fuck this got to do with this movie?
I don't know. If you watch later, if you keep watching, you'll see. Mm-hmm. You'll see the connection. You minus this creeper ass security guard right here.
Oh, you looked at that girl. You saw him look. He was like, go. Look at this blank stare at her look, dude. Her acting is terrible, dude. She's like,
he's awful.
She's like, want me to go there? Yeah. Wait. Oh, Jesus. Shitty ass guitar reel.
Time to fly. Taking on a journey, Jermaine.
It's time to fly.
Oh, that shit brought a tear to my eye. Oh, this shit is so bad. These motherfuckers are really trying too. That's the thing. Oh shit! He had his hand because he's getting searched of the thing, and the girl is taking her clothes off to try to distract the TA agent, and he's got his hand stretched out as he's getting searched, and he just goes, "Time to fly in a wing space out of the sky." He does that with his mouth where he opens his own. Oh, shit. She's not even that hot, so who gives a shit because it blows off?
You see the connection, right? They're bringing the snakes on the plane.
Yeah, I see it, Cody. Cody, they were the villains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The movie.
This is a prequel to it. Yeah.
This is like the epilogue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The precursor, if you will, Cody.
I can't get it.
What is she shaking? Girl, you bony as fuck. Come on.
She's trying too hard.
Really?
Like, stop.
She's like bony as fuck. Feel like somebody. Oh, man, you are not that hot. Stop, please. Okay. Oh my God, this slow. What is it? Hold on. I gotta show you this shot.
They're cool, man.
Watch when he bursts on the scene. What is up with the crotch shots and shit?
God, man.
What is going on here? Like, I think we've seen their crotches now a total of 4 times now throughout this video with the camera shit. It's almost like they're trying to tell you, look at our jeans and our boots. Look at them. They're hot shit. And this dude is really trying to sing. You know who this dude looks like that's singing? I said looks like Neil. He looks like that douchebag that'll be there trying to fuck your girl and shit. He's that one where your girl is like complaining how, like, I just wish he'd be more sensitive and stuff like that. And he'd be like, he'd have that like that mumble tone voice, like, what do you think of that? We should, I mean, if I was your type of man, that I would treat you like you should be treated.
Yeah, you try to slide in when she's most vulnerable. Yeah, that motherfucker.
That's what he think he'd be, and then, you know, obviously. He gonna do the hair thing where he puts him. He gonna be unlike you. He gonna be actually looking in her eyes and shit. Like, I just want to, you know, tell you as I look into your eyes, you're like the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And I just, Cody muted his microphone right now. So
because I'm munching. I'm trying to munch too much.
I was gonna actually use my sweet tone voice on you, but
mute his microphone. And I just think that he doesn't appreciate you like that. Give me the chance.
And like your girl is like listening to him, and she's, you know, she's finding this sweet, but he's kind of creepy, and it's like she's kind of backing away, and that's when he starts reaching in, and like as he's kissing her, she's like starts to cry and shit, not because she's cheating on her man, but because of all the niggas that's cheating with, had to be this corny motherfucker. She's like, damn,
yeah, all the dudes in the party, this dude,
So she's like, damn, I might as well get back with that dude that don't treat me the way I wanted to now. If this is my standard after that motherfucker, then. He's that dude that's like, can I put my dick through the hole on the drawers? I just do that. And she's like, you don't want to take your drawers off? And he's like, I prefer if I just stick my dick through the hole. Yeah. I just want to tell you about how I feel today, Cody. You just do that now. That's him, by the way. Like a dude on the payphone, he has to stop and look.
Oh, fun fact, that's that dude from Fallout Boy.
Damn.
Crossover.
Oh, yeah, fuck Fallout Boy. Oh, man, they brought this brother from Cupid.
Oh, I forgot he had a part in here. Oh, what the hell, this motherfucker.
What was that band?
What's that dude's
called?
Name? Because they had this. Oh, Gym Class Heroes. There you go.
Yeah, Gym Class Heroes. There you go. Yeah. Don't ever get me started.
Yeah, you fuck Katy Perry, right?
That corny ass band. Remember that song Cupid's Chokehold or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, God.
You lucky this ain't corny ass nigga singing week, because this nigga takes the cake. I think what was that dude? Was it Travis or something like that? That was his name, right?
I think Travis something.
Travis McCoy.
Okay, that's his name?
Yeah, man. Okay. Gym Class Heroes, Cody. What the fuck do you call that group?
I don't know what the fuck that is. They didn't have an identity.
They're trying to make him sound like he was hard because he had black in him. It's like, we don't identify with this Negro. Okay?
We the black delegation. We black delegation.
Trade this nigga, Travis McCoy. Oh shit, for Bill Clinton. Damn, I just forgot he was.
You need to shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you talking about? Funny as fuck. What is he doing?
You know, I first had fun laughing at this video, then he popped up. Now I just
he's like, oh shit, man.
Why is this
going? Oh, I forgot. He makes a cameo in this shit.
Yeah, man.
I forgot. Sam Jackson's in this shit.
He's looking at this white girl, Cody. You gotta look.
Got my eye on you.
You're like, I'm gonna fuck that white girl.
Like,
looking at her like,
Christ,
dude. How did you forget about the legend, Cody?
Oh, my God. This shit is terrible.
Oh, it really is, dude. Look at Travis McCoy. I love that he's part of the group, too.
Yeah.
He's the only one that sticks out, too. Because
that girl really trying, dude. She's ready for it. As she keeps pointing out. Painfully so.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh boy. Oh man.
That's guitar riff playing out.
She's playing guitar riff. Still playing. They actually had the audacity to put a credit sequence at the end of this.
Yeah. Wow.
The only positive thing I can say about this, it ties in with the movie.
Yeah, it does. It ties directly in the movie.
I mean, and it has a full tie-in, too. They're literally at the airport the whole video. They're at the airport the whole video, and they have snakes in their briefcase that they're going to sneak on the plane. At least you can ask for that. Because that Evanescence video didn't have a goddamn thing to do with Daredevil at all. So
shit.
Yeah, and I don't think Vindicated neither had a thing to do with Spider-Man.
No, nope.
So I guess you could say Hero kind of does, because Hero
kind of on a rooftop.
So, yeah,
and in New York. So yeah,
and it's Hero. I mean, Spider-Man's a hero. So I mean, you could use that for any superhero. To be honest, I mean,
yeah.
Could you imagine if that was a song for Batman?
Oh my god.
You see the bat coming down.
Oh hell no.
Imagine the bat logo and the fire and the flames.
You better fucking stop.
And you hear
oh my god. Man, you know they actually try to do that shit. I don't know if you remember, dude, but there was a Batman Begins commercial back in the day. They had a Nickelback song in that motherfucker.
Nah, nigga, no, they didn't. Shut up.
Yes, they did. They had that. Someday, somehow.
Nah.
Don't make it a rap, but not right now.
Cody, I got two.
I know
Batman
you
movies. Don't fuck this up.
I swear to God, they had that fucking song in the commercial.
Cody, I got two shit really good. Not. I got two really good Batman live action movies. Don't fuck that up for me. All right? don't fuck that up for me with that shit. All right.
That's when WB was trying to put their hands on it. Chris Nolan. Like, no. Don't you do that.
Back when Christopher Nolan had his goddamn mind together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now he's doing Cole out of Travis Scott and shit, so I guess that's not so far off. I guess he changed his mind.
Yeah, he been losing his mind for a while now.
Yeah.
He's one of those perfect examples that fame and money got to his head real quick.
Yeah, it really did, yeah.
it's like, now every one of his movies, he thinks is an exception.
For real.
Remember this, huh?
Oh no, you better stop. You bad boy. Don't you do that. What is wrong with you? Oh. Hey. You bring me back to this bullshit era, man. Oh, dude, this is a bad joke.
this goddamn dude's existence is a joke.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
You don't like that, Coach?
I don't know what love is. Ba-da-da.
You a damn lie. Don't know a woman like this band. Like,
you got no one on his man.
Can you imagine you meet a girl and you both are into music? You know, Cody has a pretty diverse range of music and shit. And imagine you meet this girl and she's got the same diverse music you do. And then all of a sudden she tells you, what about Gym Class Heroes? You gotta tell me you love Gym Class Heroes. Who have you ever met that says some shit like that?
I've never heard that shit ever.
I never heard anybody say this shit.
Hey, you remember Gym Class Heroes? No. No. I don't want to.
I remember fucking Cupid shooting a nigga in an arrow.
Yeah. Damn, we had two honorable mentions on the show.
What do you call this? Like, what do you classify this?
I don't know what this is. Is it rap? Alternative rock?
Rock rap.
Yeah.
So we did a combination here.
Yeah, it is a fucking abomination, yeah.
Well, technically, it ties in with your video because he was in it.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. He is in it. You're an idiot.
I love the way she calls my phone. She even got a special fucking ringtone.
Ba-da-da-da.
Gym Class Heroes. I'm not the best when it comes to names, but I can tell you this right now, Cody. If we was ever to start a band and you told me, what about this band name called Gym Class Heroes? You want to call it that? I'd look at you and be like, nigga, get out. Get out the fucking room. Okay, get out the fucking room right now. Nobody will take us serious with that fucking name. You better get out now, okay? Gym Class Heroes, Cody. This was like, this is how you knew rap started dying.
Whatever the fuck this is, this monstrosity, fucking that's Frankenstein. What it is?
Who's Frankenstein's monster then? Huh?
Yeah, shit.
Oh man, Cody. So what are you giving your beloved Snakes on a Plane, Cobra?
Oh, that gets a fuck it. We're going over this kill. Gets a fuck it. No drop.
You can laugh, though. Don't you get a one? You get a one out of that,
man? No, I didn't laugh. The laugh don't count.
Okay.
So I'm just going to get a bona fide. Fuck it.
Oh, because it was unintentional?
Yeah. So I just finished up my cocktail over here. I'm going to drop with a 3. That was a delicious Bloody Mary.
Mm-mm.
Like I said, a few little alterations here and there. This could be a last drop. This could be a last drop worthy of Bloody Mary. I'm going to try it. We're going to play around with this recipe. I'm gonna perfect it.
Oh damn!
I'm gonna be an artiste.
Yeah, he's trying to get all artiste on me and shit. Like,
yeah,
da, da,
da. Yeah. That was a fire Bloody Mary though. Yeah. That was good first crack at it. You never married Bloody Mary before.
You know that probably should be a new rating. Ba da da da.
Ba da.
Give it that. If I knew how to spell that, if I knew how to spell it, that'd be the name of the show.
E-A-D-A-D-A. D-A-H.
I don't want people to think that I had a brain damage moment and just wrote some random shit. And, you know, like I don't. I think they'd want them to actually think that, like, you know, like I still. You remember this one?
Oh damn! What is wrong with you, man? I hate these bright sunny ass songs, dude. I can't stand that shit. Oh Jesus Christ! Gossip Girl shit out of me. Oh my god.
You look like a better looking Ashton Kutcher.
Oh shit.
Damn, like a bonier version too at that.
All American Rejects, I'll be goddamn.
And I love it because it's just in my, every time I play a new video, my recommendations, it just gives me like an, even a worse band.
You know, he looks like Scarecrow.
Yeah, like Killian Murphy. Yeah, I love it. Every video I click on, man, there's like, ooh, oh Lord, oh man, We the Kings. You remember them?
Mm-hmm. We the King. Who the fuck are they?
Yeah, I think you're remembering of them, Cody. You remember
We the King? Kings. Kings of what?
What? This is the song Check Yes Julia.
Check Yes. Why don't I remember this?
You probably sound like every other goddamn song you ever
heard. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, it's generic as fuck. This really sounds like everything from that era, dude. Like, no fucking originality at all. I don't remember this, honestly. This blends in with every fucking thing.
Actually, the more I watch it now, I'm trying to say, do I even remember this?
Like, I don't remember this. This sounds like literally everything from that fucking era. God, it's cringy as fuck. I want to punch everybody in this video.
You should see the video right now, dude. It's
like I hate all of them.
It's like a fucking house party going on and shit.
You got this terrible. I'm watching it right now. Yeah, you got this terrible house party. You got the dad making out with some young. Is he making out with some young chick?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's a house party with some young chick, and he's driving his car.
Right.
Yeah. So what'd that tell you? What'd that tell you, Cody?
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Cody trying to analyze it. He's like, hold on, wait a minute.
Because the dad, he was making out with somebody, and then his daughter ran out the house, hit me with a friend, and they drove off. I'm just going to skip through the video right here.
You remember Yellow Card?
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, Yellow Card.
Man, that sounds very familiar. I think
one of their videos, they had that song called Ocean Avenue, where the dude...
I don't remember. I remember the name. I don't remember the song, though. Oh God! This sounds the same.
Yeah.
Oh, this shit sounds the same.
It really does. I feel like there's three different types of beats that all meld into one.
Yeah. This is fucking awful.
All these dudes look alike. They all look the same.
Oh my God! I do remember this.
Either they had short hair.
Oh Lord.
Oh look, my video just popped up now. Creed, My Sacrifice.
My sacrifice.
Ba da da da.
Wow, this is awful. All this is terrible.
You know, for that last week, that's what we should do. We should just fucking play whatever is in my recommendations.
Yeah,
I play
just
one.
Be spontaneous.
Just one by one and just go through it and shit. So yeah, after Mix and Match Week, people, it'll be, it won't be mixing and magic. We'll know that week. It'll be random fuck day. Yeah.
The greatest day ever. It's random. Fuck it.
And you know what? Our cocktail should be random as fuck that day too.
I agree.
So you know what? I'm gonna put some bottles out, and I'm just gonna blindfold myself and just pour into a glass.
Fuck it.
And that's
kamikaze.
Kamikaze the shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get some lemon juice, lime juice, whatever, and then I'm gonna get three different bottles, and whichever one I grab, I'm not even gonna know.
I like it.
Yeah. So you're going to get some random ass music, shitty alternative music. You're going to get a random ass tasting note because I'm like, oh, what the fuck is it? Hold on. Imagine if it's like the best drink ever, though. And I didn't see shit that I poured into it. It's like, fuck. Start blindfolding myself for everything I'm pouring out. Like, hold on.
I retrace your steps. Yeah. I went this far on my hand, put this right here.
I record it, and the next time I put the camera down, I'm like, wait a minute, why is that bottle of bleach sitting right there?
you drop right there.
Start looking like Uncle Ice Cube did the next Friday when he hit that joint. Start shaking and shit, and he just dropped it. Oh man, so people, that is the second week here of craft. Oh
man, what a fucking week. Craft cocktail.
Cocktail.
And turn it to rock in the early 2000s.
Turn of.
Oh, sorry, mid, or, yeah, early, what, the 2000s?
Early, so, yeah, just say the 2000s.
Yeah, 2000.
Up to 2010. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, early to early mid 2000s. There you go. So yeah, they're all the same shit, so it don't matter.
They're all the same shit. Literally, all these songs is blending in together. They sound exactly the fucking same, man. Like the Ocean Avenue and Check Yes, Juliet, that sound exactly the fucking same.
You know, with the worst fucking song name songs ever, too. Like, if I'm gonna start a band, I'm gonna have a cool fucking name. It gotta be cool. Yeah. You know, it can't be Check Yes, Juliet. What the fuck kind of a name of that?
Gym Class Hero. Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy. Like, we ain't gonna be taken seriously. That's how you know you grew up in like Wisconsin or some shit like that, whatever. I can't come from Compton talking about my name and my group is fucking Gym Class Heroes, Cody. They will locate me just to beat my ass. They'd be like, hold on, we got to find this motherfucker now.
They would beat your ass. Yeah. Oh, man, there's so much material right here for Mix and Match. I'm looking right now. My God, I forgot about all this shit. I see all the recommended videos. God damn.
I'm already looked past Mix and Match. I'm ready for Random Fuck Week.
Jesus Christ.
Random Fuck Week.
I got to pick something like just especially bad, though. Like, just like the top of the bad that I remember.
I'm sure you'll find it in that recommendation.
Your bottom of the barrel. Yeah.
You'll find it in that recommendation. Wake me up.
Yeah, wake up.
Save me.
Somebody say that motherfucking shit. You shut the fuck up.
That's why she was jumping off that rooftop. She was just like, Jesus Christ, dude. She was like, I got to get the fuck away from these dudes. Like, you know, I love how all their videos look the same, too. All of them look the same.
They film in the same goddamn neighborhood.
Same neighborhood, same camera shots.
Same house. Yep.
This girl always wanted to commit suicide. I mean, she just always wanted to jump off some rooftop. It's just like, you know, Daredevil was never about committing suicide. I don't know what movie you saw.
Yeah, he was never suicidal. Yeah.
It was about overcoming his fear. I don't know what I don't know what fear you overcoming here.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? That Bring Me to Life video that Evan isn't. That actually looked like that Gotham City from Batman Forever and Batman.
I got a good one for next week. I just found it. Yeah. I got a good one. I hate this fucking song. I can't wait.
Hate is such a strong word, Cody. Hate is such a strong word, Cody. Don't say something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be good. Ooh, I hate this goddamn song. I know you hate this shit too. Oh, I can't wait.
Poor girl.
I remember they fucking saturated the fuck out that trailer, that goddamn song. I remember that back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, if anything popular came out of that movie, it was this band. Mm-hmm. This band like literally blew up people right after that fucking movie. Like, it's amazing. I mean, I've never seen them.
I just saw another one. Sorry.
I never seen a movie that was so bad that like actually something successful come from it, to be honest, before. I would say probably Evanescence was the most successful movie shitty band tie-in, right?
Probably.
Yeah, because all those other ones, they didn't last but that one single. Evanescence actually had a fucking album and shit, so... I guess you could say the motherfuckers that did Hero. I mean, but they were already an established band, though.
Nickelback, yeah.
Yeah, Nickelback was already an established band when they did Hero. So it wasn't like, oh, man, who's this band that's kind of... Well, actually, nobody was saying that even if they were new. But, you know, Nickelback was already established. Dashboard Confessionals, I feel like their career failed after they did that song. Like, I ain't seen them do shit after that. So Damn, what if that Incredible Hulk?
I have so many good ones that just popped in my head right now. Oh my God.
You remember what the Incredible Hulk song was? The Ang Lee one?
Oh, yeah. It was some.
It was another.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah, it was another shitty rock.
It was. What band was that?
Yeah.
This is like some Motley Crue shit. I remember that song.
You should rewatch it.
Set Me Free. I think that's what it was called.
Set me free. Need you in my soul.
You should. I think they had another thing too. It was called Memory and Escape or some shit like that. Oh yeah, you should look that up.
Oh man, I just found so many good shit right now. Just thought of, man, I remember this one. Oh my God. But I'll save it. I won't spoil anything. I'll save it.
Yes. People, we're out of here. We're done. Actually, we've been done. I was just playing recommendation songs now. It's amazing how you just press one song and it just takes you to the next shitty. It's almost like YouTube knows that this is a shitty list that we're making. And they say, oh, you like that shitty song? Here, I got some other ones for you then.
Yeah, I got you. Don't even worry about it, fam.
Don't even worry about that, fam. Yeah. Right, keep 100 for you. Yeah. The only shitty part is now that I played all of the shitty things, that shit's going to be on my fucking list now when I open up YouTube. Yeah, right. That shit's gonna be like all my list. So if like a girl or someone I'm talking to grabs my phone and be like, let me see what you got on YouTube, and if she sees all that shit, she's gonna be like, oh, this motherfucker depressing or something. This dude is lame, dude. You're
like check Yes Juliet.
Gym class hero, nigga, you corny. I'ma try that actually. Me and this girl I'm talking to, we send each other's music that we like and shit, and we both got a pretty good taste in music. I'm going to send her Gym Class Heroes and be like, because I think she's sick right now. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to send you some soup and some Gym Class Heroes. Let me know what you think. And get back to me. That text message, the number you've dialed is not. Oh man, so we're done now. That is the second week here of Craft Cocktail / shitty alternative music from the early 2000s. Damn, Cody gave a 3 and a fuck it to his choices this week.
Yep. Three and a fuck it.
I think that fuck it is just uncalled for, but that's just me. Whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's like a -3. But I am your godfather of whiskey, though. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Mm. And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.